We back on Canuck Central. It's Dan Riccio and Bick Nizar. Satyar Shah with a maintenance day. He'll be back for pregame tomorrow. 12 o'clock start here on Sports at 650 and across the Sportsnet Radio Network. Canucks and the upstart Anaheim Ducks having a better season this year, I guess you could say.
Could you Vancouver say? Or just a better season
just
in general?
Just a better season.
The vibes are probably better.
They are 7 points back of the Canucks. Is tomorrow a must lose in regulation or what?
No, they're not tracking down. I don't think the Isles and the Ducks are tracking Vancouver down.
That doesn't trigger you as much as it would trigger Sat.
What, must win? Must lose?
The must lose.
I'm just not. No, it does trigger me. It does, to be honest. Like, you poked it, and you're like, hey, is this thing actually dead? You poked it again. I'm so pro-competition.
Yes.
That, honestly, like, some of the tanking. I really get annoyed at the tanking conversation.
Yeah. I have a distaste for the tanking thing, but yeah. It's also funny. It's also funny to me. You know, what can I say?
Just people dedicate their lives to putting on entertainment for us, and we're like, lose, cowards! Come on. Just enjoy the sport for what it is. People competing, man.
We will have a mailbag coming up in just a second. Did want to say, with Myers probably not playing tomorrow, you know what that means.
Your boy going back in the lineup?
Victor Mancini is getting back in the lineup. He's a good player.
So DPD,
I think it's been unfortunate Hronek, that he's been out of the lineup for as long as he has.
DPD, Hronek, and Victor Mancini.
Yeah.
Running show on the right side.
It's going to be good. I'm here for it.
On a night like with Ovi, yeah. Mance makes him dance. Mance makes him dance. Mance makes him dance. Mance makes him dance. There we
probably
go.
Fair.
Let's go. Fair.
This is my jam right here. Mance makes him dance.
Mance makes him dance. Let's go.
Dan Riccio, Bick Nizar. All right, let's get to it. It's the mailbag on Canuck Central. The mailbag, your questions for us here on a Friday. We got producer Eddie Gregory with us. Eddie.
When you hear bands make them dance, never mind. I want to work tomorrow.
Only hats get thrown on the ice if he scores a hattie, okay, ladies and gentlemen?
From Todd Naslin. Would you rather have Suter and Besser or Ehlers and Bennett if Bennett and Ehlers is enough for the playoffs with an 80 to 90 point Elias Pettersson?
I don't need any qualifiers. I'd rather have the latter.
I'd also rather have the latter. Ehlers might cost less than Besser. And Bennett would cost quite a bit more than Suter.
I'm so excited to see what those two contracts are going to be. Because
so did you see the projections at Daily Faceoff yesterday?
Yeah, I make my own projections, and they're very similar.
Okay.
Like, almost to the number.
Mm.
And at the same time, I was like, you watch Ehlers skate, and you watch Besser skate, and I'm like, I don't know how he doesn't get more than Besser.
Okay, one of the things about Ehlers is Ehlers is a lot faster than Besser.
Mm-hmm.
He's more of a helicopter than Besser is, though. Like, his production will be similar no matter whom he's playing with.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
Whereas Besser
he's like top six Garland.
Yes. Besser can be a very good complementary player to other top-end players.
And fair play to Brock Besser. The playoff scoring is
a lot better.
Better.
I mean, 7 goals in, what, 13 games last year? We'll do that.
But this is the thing I've been saying. Like, we're sitting here talking about Brock Besser and like, oh, $40 million, $49 million offer. That still feels egregiously low.
So the projection was over $63 million by Daily Faceoff. Is that where you have that too?
I got around there, yeah.
7 by 9, which is essentially the Jake Guentzel contract. Yeah. Seems like a lot for Brock Besser, but guess what? Who else is out there in free agency? And two, guys that score 40 goals don't get to free agency very often.
My numbers are somewhere between, you know, pending the year, 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
Basically between $64 to $70 million.
Yeah.
Pending the years.
Wow.
So it's not just a little bit of a discount to like, oh, I want to be in Vancouver. It's a huge haircut. That if Brock Besser's like deal starts with 7, I think he's done a huge disservice to himself. Mm.
We will see where this ends up. I think the Canucks are very much in need of something new. I like the sandpaper Sam Bennett would bring, and I like the speed that Ehlers would bring. I still think on top of that, you would need to bring in another top six impact player if you are the Vancouver Canucks. But yes, that would be a swap I would listen to, though I don't know if it lives in reality because from everything I've heard, Nick Ehlers is preferred destination would be south of the border, and I'm not sure Sam Bennett leaves Florida. So
yeah, south of the border, warm climate.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Big surprise.
Similar vein from Cody Felbush, what are the chances the Canucks could land Mitch Marner and Sam Bennett in free agency?
Oh, boy.
And? I don't even think you're
getting Marner. I guess there's a non-zero chance. But it's basically 0%.
I'm losing a
lot
of hope.
Well, you would have to spend all of your cap space on Marner.
Yeah.
If Marner makes it to free agency,
he's getting 13.
He's getting 13, maybe 14. Like if Chicago signs him, he's getting $14 million.
Yeah, the thing is too, like there's not a lot of comps for him.
Mitch Marner?
Yeah, in free agency, right? Like it's very rare.
Panarin?
Yeah.
I was looking at Marner today. He has his fourth 90-point season this year.
Yeah.
Fourth.
What's he doing in the playoffs?
No, well, we all know the answer.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
But someone's going to spend to get to the playoffs.
Well, you know, I guess maybe a similar comp, rest his soul, Johnny Gaudreau might have been a similar comp in free agency. But even he didn't score quite as proficiently as...
Yeah.
I mean, he had the great season going into free agency, no doubt, but...
Like, Panarin's probably the best case. But again, we're talking about, like, one comp.
Yeah. Because guys like that don't make it to free agency.
No.
I do wonder what happens... Like, let's say the Leafs lose in the first round to Zach's Ottawa Senators.
They might be mine, too.
There's no... Okay, Eddie's Ottawa Senator. Eddie and Zach's Ottawa Senator. There's no way the Leafs lock in for another 7 years of or 8 years of Mitch Marner after that. They're going to be like, sayonara, we just got to go in a different direction. But if they go on a decent playoff run, they probably end up paying Marner, and he stays in Toronto. They give him $105, $110 million, whatever it's going to be. And they move on.
So it's all based on the playoffs.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times you got to see the same thing before and lock into it again, you know? All right, what's next?
We're going to skip one on the list and go down to this one from Keyshawn. Compare the Canucks and Kings rosters, and why are these teams trending in opposite directions?
So the Kings are... largely the same team that they were a year ago.
For a couple years now.
Outside of Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Yeah. Well, one thing I would say, it helps to have 11. Yeah. That guy he just does his thing, shuts teams down.
Kopitar's really good.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's still as good in the play. Like, the problem has been, you know, they get to the series with Edmonton and Kopitar just gets... You know,
yeah, like the mileage is
just,
there.
Yeah, the mileage is piled in, and it's like, oh, I got to stop McDavid or Draisaitl every shift. Oh God, I'm 37. I can't do this anymore, guys.
But he knows how to do it over the course of 82.
But over the course of 82, he can still very much do it.
Yeah,
one of the biggest things about LA's team that
2-1 Chicago.
As far as like a team trait versus Vancouver, team speed.
Yeah, but they also know exactly what they are.
Yeah.
That they've played this lower event style and structure that, you know, Jim Rutherford is fawned over for going back a couple of years. They know exactly who they are. It's not necessarily entertaining, always.
Yeah.
But craft your identity and build something out of that. They've got Dano, they've got Kopitar, who know how to shut the game down. And Byfield's kind of gone on this defensive journey this year. He's played penalty kill throughout the beginning of the year. They are crafting that. You got Doughty. You got all those guys on the back end. And then they just wanted just more stable goaltending. So they were like, hey, Darcy Kemper, we'll prop you up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And they got that.
The thing that flies in the face of that, though, is they have Kevin Fiala, and now they have Andrei Kuzmenko as well.
Sure, yes. You need a little bit of the...
Kuzi does look good in black and silver, though. I'll give him that.
He's made it work.
He always looks good when he first joins up with the team, doesn't he? All right, what's next?
Text from Tyler. Who is the greatest player to wear number 8 in the 4 major sports?
Oh.
The greatest player?
So, obviously, hockey is Ovi.
Yeah.
Basketball, Kobe. That's probably Kobe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of an 8 in football. Troy Aikman?
Troy Aikman.
Steve Young?
Oh, you know what? It might be Steve Young. I'm a big Steve Young guy.
But Aikman has 3 Super Bowls, and he did beat the 49ers twice in the NFC Championship games.
Yeah, Lamar's got 2 MVPs, hasn't won a championship. That's 8.
Yeah.
Who is the baseball?
Cal, man. It's got to be Cal.
Oh, yeah. Who are 8 for the Yankees?
I'm blanking on that one right now.
But I outside of Cal, I can't think of another 8.
It's Cal. Only Yogi Berra.
Oh, Yogi Berra?
Oh, Yogi
okay,
Berra.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
yeah.
I might have had to Google it.
No, yeah. That's fine.
Full disclosure.
I'll still say Cal, maybe, probably.
He has the record.
Yeah.
He did it better than Yogi did.
I'll throw out Andres Iniesta.
We're going 4 major sports here.
Okay. So what? Soccer's not categorized as a major sport?
4 North American sports. Here.
Okay. So MLB?
Yeah.
NFL? All right, fair.
By the way,
I'll stop being a jackass.
I'd agree with you. That's
not Aaron Rodgers with the New York Jets?
Running out with the American flag and season over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Oh, and he even wore 24. Is 8 not a cool number? I think 8's a great number.
Yeah. Cal Ripken is pretty insane, too. Carl Yastrzemski wore it. Willie Stargell, Joe Morgan. It's a better list that I just found here. The great Andre Dawson.
Nice.
Love that guy.
Gary Carter. We got a text coming in here from Avs. Xavi. That was 6.
Wow. This list is unbelievable. 6. Ray Guy is on the list.
The punter?
The punter.
Oh, awesome. Let's go.
Can definitely trust a guy named Ray Guy.
Gary Carter?
Archie Manning wore number 8.
Sure.
Timu Solani?
Yeah. I mean, Ovi's got you beat.
Canucks fans will love this one. Cam Neely?
Yeah. I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I don't need that smoke on a Friday. I'm not going to bring it up.
But all these guys are far worse than those that at the top of the list, especially Ray Guy, a punter. Unbelievable.
Was he MVP?
He was, I guess so.
Who was the kicker that won MVP? He played for Washington. I think it was Washington.
Yeah. Washington.
Mark Moseley.
Hall of Fame inductee in 2014, of course. 6-time Pro Bowler, or All-Pro selection, I should say. The great Ray Guy.
There you go, number 8. I didn't know until now.
All right. Next.
Who is the Canucks 2C to start next season?
Not on the roster. They got to get somebody. He's not on the roster.
The field is like minus 400.
Yes.
Who's the next bet?
Is it Filipino?
Honestly, I'll say Filipino.
So, you know, the talk of like Hedl never playing again, I think that it's way too early for that.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of people throw that out there. And, you know, we went through this with Tua Tagovailoa. It's just like,
right.
You know, you can't tell an athlete when to stop. It's their decision.
If
their
they're
life.
Unable, like we saw Tucker Poolman, Michael Ferlin, like they were unable.
Yes. And by no means does it seem like Filip Hedl is close to there. So is he ready for the start of next season? He probably will be. It looks that way. I mean, he's already skating right now. We'll see how he progresses over the next few days. But, yeah, I guess like chances are it's either Hedl or somebody else that they haven't yet discovered on the roster. Is that a free agency pickup? Is it a trade pickup? Your guess is as good as mine. All options are on the table for the Canucks this summer.
Yeah, I'll say Hedl.
Okay.
You know, plus odds as well.
Yes.
So I get that.
Next.
For Mario, if you could pay to see one all-time broken record in any sport, what would it be? And I just thought of a caveat just now. I would include the 100 meters in the Olympics in that mix.
Oh!
That's a great shout. What's the record, like 9.59 or something from Usain Bolt?
Something like that.
It's insane.
Shouldn't we know these things?
Yes.
It's like the fastest guy ever. How fast did he run?
I mean, after Donovan Bailey had it, keep track in Canada?
Honestly, I have not.
I will never.
I remember 9.79, of course.
Yeah,
9.58.
Oh,
so
my
close.
9.58. I know it was in the 9.5 range. Usain Bolt was a freak. Honestly, if it were to ever, if you could ever get, if a player were to ever get close, could somebody get 57 hits, like a 57 game hit streak?
Streak record,
oh,
Joe
that's
DiMaggio
pretty
streak.
Good.
Great, the beat the great Joe DiMaggio.
I was thinking of single game records. Mm. That's pretty good. I was thinking 101.
Oh, man, if somebody were to beat Sittler's 10-point record in a game,
yeah,
that would be sick.
Sittler, like, if you break Sittler or Wilts,
yeah,
I think that'd be crazy to watch.
Yeah, that would be insane to watch.
Yeah.
I do remember Kobe's 81-point game against the Raptors. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there in the building, but I was on the sports desk that day. It was madness.
Was that in Toronto?
Yeah.
So would you rather be at, say, this Washington Capitals game, the one today, or the one against Buffalo, or the one where Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's record?
Yeah.
I'd probably rather be at the Bonds one because you can get the memorabilia.
Yeah.
Just for that reason only. Because if you get the ball, it's like instant millionaire. This one, it's like it goes into a net. Like, you can't do anything about that one.
Nope.
Straight to a museum.
Yeah. Straight to the Hockey Hall of Fame. That's no fun. Where's my payoff?
Yeah, that would be it. Somebody beating Joe DiMaggio's record.
I'll say.
You just wanted to say Joe DiMaggio's name and put the accent on it.
It's not even true. It's just nobody's even got close. Like, what's the closest something in the 30s?
I think 38, 39, yeah. Something like that.
56 games in a row. It's madness. Or the 10, like, if it was a single game,
yeah.
Like, 10 points in a single game would be.
Like, Sam Gagner got close.
Yeah.
That's as close as it was.
Of course, Sam Gagner did it.
Yeah.
So hockey.
What about Will Chamberlain's all-time record?
100 points, yeah.
No, that's not the record he's referring to.
You said that, not me.
You said it. You brought it up on the air.
You implied.
Don't need to be in the building for that.
Next.
What's the conspiratio around the real reason why Dan Riccio does not like the San Jose
Bay Area? I'm not a Bay Area guy. Why does everybody got to pry like into this? I don't know. It just came up a couple of weeks ago. And
a few different times now.
Yeah.
San Jose, like, is that
Bay? People were like, we were talking about road trips. Washington has scored, but it's not Ovechkin.
Who cares?
Yeah. Meh. Whatever.
I don't want to know who scored. But at least it opens up the empty net potential again.
Close enough. So, I don't know. It was a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about road trips. Somebody asked about road trips on the mailbag, and they suggested you go do the whole California trip. You start road trip, start in San Jose, and go down. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Is San Jose not like further away from the bay?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know the...
Isn't it like south?
Regional? Yeah, it's south of the bay, isn't it?
Yeah.
I believe so.
I'm just... I don't know. I'm good.
And Oakland's west,
you know,
inward, right?
Oakland and San Fran. Okay, like that I totally get.
Or east.
I don't need it. I'm good. You know.
Wow.
I got other places to go to on my bucket list that aren't there.
You're more of a Modesto guy than...
Yes. give me a trip through Arizona.
3-2 Chicago. A trip to Arizona, all right.
Go to Albuquerque.
You know, apparently supposed to be a good place to go, Boise.
Boise, Idaho?
Like, good college town.
Yeah.
I've had
the blue field, right?
Yeah. A friend of mine has always wanted me to road trip to Boise. It's like, that feels like an odd place to waste a vacation.
Yes.
So I haven't done it, but it's supposed to be a good place to go. Plus, Montana is supposed to be awesome. If you like nature and all that.
Yeah.
Montana is supposed to be excellent to go to.
How many Yellowstone spinoffs do they need? They got like 1923, 1883. It's like, how many Yellowstone spinoffs do you need?
I haven't even watched them.
How many franchises have had numerous spinoffs?
Like
Fast and the Furious, etc.
Yeah. Fast and Furious onto like their 12th film. All right, what's next?
From Jackson, starting to get at Evergreen territory. If animals could talk, which species would be the rudest?
That's awesome.
I feel like koalas or sloths, you know?
Would be rude?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They just like sit and hang around. They're all lazy.
I have a great one.
Just like sitting there judging everybody. Like somebody walks by like, look at that guy in his weird shorts.
I mean, we kind of...
Wear your shorts any tighter, bud.
Yeah.
That's what the sloth is doing. That's...
I've got two. Eddie, you go ahead.
Well, we kind of saw this in a movie.
Look at this clown with socks and flip-flops.
Hyenas.
Yeah.
They would just gather in packs and just be lippy and laugh at you. Yeah. And then they'd bite you at the same time.
How's that different from us in the studio here?
It's not.
In the bullpen.
Yeah.
Not someone walks by.
A bunch of hyenas.
So someone walks by, we're like, coward.
Yeah.
I would go one would be cats.
Yeah, I was going to say cats like, are pretty.
That's an easy one.
Standoff.
The other one, I would go peacocks.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
I would have said crows if we're talking birds.
Yeah. Or geese.
Geese are miserable.
My God,
geese are the worst.
I think there's a lot of bird ones that would be.
Yeah. It's like, man, I'm just trying to get to my golf ball. Leave me alone.
Actually, I was watching
it. Hey, shank that one there, everybody.
I saw
it. Fly away.
Stop watching me.
You know, you can't putt from here.
Not good in front of a gallery.
I saw a pretty epic geese fight in Vancouver on the internet the other day.
Oh, man. Just a couple of geese talking.
Oh, they were just tugging at each other.
Oh,
and
man,
just...
those guys were going.
Oh, yeah.
I've not seen this.
I've never seen people, like humans, try to break up a geese fight. It's crazy.
Have not gone to geesefight.com. I didn't know this was
a
thing.
Oh, you should go. when there's no more playoffs, no more Canucks to watch or whatever, I found a rabbit hole for you.
Oh, man.
There's always pushback with the geese.
All right, what's next?
Sign the geese, second line center. This team needs some fight in it, some spirit.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or talk to animals?
Oh, this is an easy answer. I'll let you go first, though.
Not so easy answer.
I would talk. I would like to speak every language in the world.
Oh, talk to animals. Easy.
Why?
Easy.
Why do you want to be Dr. Doolittle?
Just for the sake of talking to dogs.
For literally, yeah. Well, hey, like, that's the number one selling point.
You can talk to dogs already. They listen to you. Not like cats.
No, but imagine how great and how well you can connect in the conversation with a dog.
Yeah,
imagine how like great a conversation you could have with anybody in the world when you speak every single, like an actual human interaction. Why are we so afraid of this nowadays?
Because I don't like people.
There's way more animals than there are people. Like, what are we talking about here?
Okay, you're just gonna walk into the rainforest and start talking to a bunch of animals?
Yeah. I was like,
you're gonna go into the safari and just like start talking to lions? Like, hey man, I come in peace.
What's up, grizzly bear? I'm good, man.
Yeah. Wait, so would I have to, would the animals talk in my language, or would I have to be like, and like understand it then?
No, make the animals adapt to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
What if it's an animal native to, I don't know, Spain, and you don't speak Spanish? Now you're screwed.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So speaking every language in the world.
Barcelona.
Yes.
Like, hey, how do you say
it? In Spain, it would be pronounced Barcelona.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
How do you say it again?
Barcelona.
Yeah, no, that's not a thing.
And when you watch Juventus versus Barcelona on Telelatino or whatever, growing up, you just learn to say Barcelona instead of anything else.
650.
Or Bayern Monaco.
Answer this question for us. Would we have to talk like the animal, or would the animals talk like us? 650. What do you think?
Oh.
I feel like you'd
have
to
like
talk.
I feel like the dog would still talk like Scooby-Doo kind of thing, you know?
That's fine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
As long as you can make out what's being said.
Imagine going for a swim and a dolphin's like, you're like, oh man, sorry, I'll turn left. My bad.
Or you're swimming with dolphins and they just laugh at you?
Yeah.
For your poor technique? While they're all aerodynamic and...
What is that, the doggy paddle? It's like, oh, shut up.
Aw, cute. Look at us, we can dive and jump out of the water.
Nice life jacket, jerk.
I don't feel bad for giving up on you as a franchise.
Imagine
Wait,
a shark.
You have nothing to do with the Miami Dolphins, sorry.
Imagine a shark just creeping on you, about to chirp you, knowing it could just cut you to pieces with one bite.
Why can I hear the Jaws theme song? It's like, that's what we do down here.
My teeth are razor sharp. You're not going to like it. It's not going to feel good.
Dave and Burnaby, all the dog's going to say is, you going to eat that? It's true. It's pretty true.
Why haven't you given it to me yet?
It'd be unreal to have a conversation with the dog.
I think it would be underwhelming.
Then just go find the next one.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? It's like, same thing as the last one.
All right. Is that it?
AP and Langley, he actually might have taken the fun out of it. Talking to animals would be like making you Aquaman. Yeah, suddenly, you know what? The appeal has lost its luster real fast.
All right. We're going to get some mailbag overflow and wrap up this program. Ovechkin has not scored a second goal on this night. Chicago leads the Capitals 3-2.
I don't know if he's going to do it all of a sudden.
In the second period. Still half a game to go, Bick.
No, I mean in general. Record is intact all of a sudden.
Oh.
If he doesn't do it tonight, like, what's the point?
We'll keep an eye on this one through till 6 o'clock. It's Dan Riccio, Bick Nizar. You're listening to Canuck Central.